Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I told A-Ron I wanted to take it back for a minute and sing some of those songs we grew up listening to around Christmas. I can remember back in my dad's church, this one used to be one of my favorites. Come on, fire.
bless you. God bless you. Good afternoon, listeners. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. We are delighted to share with you on this another Saturday afternoon. It is the 1 p.m. hour, and we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Global Gospel, sharing good music and inspiration for you, and for you. We'd first like to let you know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but certainly we pray that it is a blessing to everyone that is listening. Shout out to all of our listeners here in the United States, in Canada, in Brazil, in the Netherlands, in France, Switzerland, Ghana, Nigeria, Cameroon, Kenya, South Africa, Namibia, Australia, the Philippines, Jamaica, West Indies, wherever you may be. We thank God for you, you, and you. We pray that something is said each week to encourage you, to inspire you, and to uplift you. We pray that you're letting others know about Global Gospel and all the music and inspiration and words of encouragement and enlightenment that is going on over here at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. We want you to know that we are on social media. You can reach out to us on Facebook. You can reach out to us on Instagram. You can reach out to us on Twitter. You can reach out to us on Tumblr. We are on all those forms of social media as simply Global Gospel. And certainly we want you to know that from time to time that we do share words of encouragement, words of inspiration on those pages. So we want you to like us, send us a friend request, check our page to see what is going on for its upcoming events. It has been 2019 has been a year, and certainly we take the good, the bad, and the ugly, because God on the mountain is the same God in the valley. And certainly we know that God does all things well, and he is too wise to make any mistakes. And so we have to just accept what God allows, knowing that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. If you would like to reach out to Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, that is Hempstead, New York, where the zip is 11550. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 516-481-3187. If you would like to email Global Gospel, you can email globalgospel17@gmail.com. And certainly, as we said, we would be glad to hear from you, you, and you. If you'd like to call us while we are here live in studio, you can do so at 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We are still in the holiday season, and it is coming to a conclusion. It's coming to a close, and so we just want to wish everyone a happy, merry, and blessed, and prosperous Christmas. And we do know that we don't know what date Christ was born, but we do know that December 25th is the day that is set aside to remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We do want to share with you our theme scripture here at Global Gospel. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, and verse 3 is our highlight scripture. Verse 3 simply says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." And as we read further down the scripture, it says, "Whom the God of Israel have blinded the minds of them, and the evil light." image of God. We seek not ourselves, I seek ourselves serving Jesus' sake. But we are preaching about Christ Jesus, and we know that Jesus is the reason for the season. What is the gospel? The gospel is good news, it's glad tidings. It tells about the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The gospel tells us how to live and how to heal the sick, blind eyes, raise the dead. And then it tells us that one day despised and rejected men and went to Calvary, shed his blood, remission of our sins. But most importantly and more triumphantly is that the grave did not, he got up with all power in his hand, victory over death, hell, and the grave. So we thank God for the gospel. The gospel is for everyone, the Jew and also the Greek, everyone that believes on the name of Jesus Christ. So whoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. So that is your encouragement this gospel, this Christmas season. And we will have a message that we will share with you in just a few minutes. This next selection, as we are mindful of the holiday season, is from Donald Lawrence, and it is called The Little Drummer Boy. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Story about how we should give all that we have to Christ. We should give our last to Him because He gave His life for us. Y'all with me out there? This is a little story about a boy who came and gave the Lord the very best that he had. You know, we need to give God all that we have. Y'all with me? Yeah. Anyway, one day he walked out. There was a lot of excitement in the town, and people were walking and running, and they had gifts in their arms. And he wondered what was going on. Where were they going? What was all the excitement about? And one person came up, and another person came up, and they came to him, and this is what they said. They said, "Come." Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. It was a newborn king that was born.
A newborn king.
Oh, yeah. And they had their finest gifts in there.
Myrrh, frankincense.
Hey. And the reason they had this, they had to lay it down before this newborn king. Oh, hallelujah. I want to change the key right here. Yeah. Well, I got up in front of the king and I said this. I said, "Little baby,
oh,
little baby, you see, I'm a poor boy just like you are.
I am a poor boy.
You know, I don't have a lot of money. Everybody got such fine gifts, and I'm embarrassed because I don't have those kind of gifts.
I
can't afford to buy
them.
Oh. And you know, I just really didn't have anything that was worthy of you. Because you're the king. You're the king. Okay. Oh. I forgot. Oh, I forgot. Can I play my little drum for you? Can I play my little drum for you? Can I offer you this sincere praise that I have, Lord? Oh.
Horn my drum.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. I feel this thing. Yeah. Think I want to change the key one more time. Hey. Well, I got my little drum out, and I got the feeling, and I got the grooving with it. And you know what? I looked over at his mother, and she was nodding. She She was feeling the beat I was playing. Hey. Yeah. You know what? The Shekinah glory came in the house, and I looked around, and the animals was nodding. The animals was rocking with the beat. Hey. So when God comes in the building, everybody's got to move. Hey. I played so I felt it myself, and then I tried to play my best.
I played my best for you.
Oh. Hey, I played my drum. I played it.
Oh,
then when I looked down at it, I couldn't help but cry when I was looking at the little baby smiling. Somebody that he didn't even know came just to give his life for me. Oh, he smiled at me, and the tears came more. There came a shiver came over me, y'all, and I couldn't hardly play no more. I saw him look up, and I realized he was the light of the world. Hey, he smiled at me. Me
and my drum.
Oh, me and my drum, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and my drum.
And from then on, I knew I was going to bless him.
Me and my drum.
With everything I had.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to pray. I'm going to bless him. Hey.
Me and my drum.
If you want your trouble to leave, just bless him with your drum. You want your bills to get away from you? Just bless the Lord.
Me and my drum.
Hey, just look at somebody and say,
I'll praise.
I'll bless.
Hey. Me and my drum.
Say it like you mean it, y'all. Just me.
Me and my drum.
Or if I have to do it by myself, I'm going to bless him.
Me and my drum.
Hey. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'll praise him.
Hey,
oh, y'all, I feel this thing. I feel it.
Just me and my drum.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hey,
me and my drum.
Feel a praise in the house.
Yeah,
hey. I'll praise him.
I'll bless him.
With everything I have.
Me and my drum.
Oh, hey, come on, man, and play it. Praise him. Come on, y'all, just praise him. Praise him. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh. Go on. Yeah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Little Drummer Boy, one of our Christmas favorites. Our discussion for this afternoon, the book of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1 in its entirety, from the New International Version, reads, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa. Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Jehoram. Jehoram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Ammon. Ammon, the father of Josiah. And Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon,
Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abiud, the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Akim. Akim, the father of Eliud. Eliud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Behold, said to him, behold, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill that the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus." I want to talk today about the manufacturing of a gift. And this, after this selection from Pastor Shirley Caesar, that says simply called "The Gift." Stay tuned and be blessed.
The gift that looks good on you.
You were born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift. Yes.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven said.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world,
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed. The gift that looks good on you.
You were born with a grace.
Okay, we are having some technical difficulty, but let us, as we take a break, the song simply says, and this is one of my favorite songs, and I always play this, and perhaps you'll hear me play it over and over again. Jesus, what a wonderful child. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Thank you.
glory to the newborn King. Matthew chapter 1, we thank God for God's holy word. We pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable unto him, and that all our listeners are blessed, encouraged, uplifted, and inspired by God's word. In Jesus' name is our prayer. According to the book of Genesis in chapter 1, we find the words, "Let us make man." And this is suggestive of the Godhead, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. In eternity, God was manufacturing a gift for you and I. In the world of manufacturing, there is something called supply and demand. And I submit today that those two things go hand in hand, for God has supplied your salvation for our lives. And because in our lifestyle has demanded that we do need a Savior. Our recklessness, our sin, our shame, our shortcomings, our faults and our failures, all of our problems that we have. And we used to say that Santa, he's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to see who's been naughty or nice. And some of us have been naughty. And we asked then, well, why do naughty people deserve a gift? But God is merciful and he's kind and he reigns on the just and the unjust. And salvation is free to all if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew writes to a Jewish audience knowing that history was important to this particular culture or background, this group of people. And what is history? History, it consists of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we all have history. We have a lot of history. And some of the stories in our history we can tell. Some of the stories we cannot tell. Some of the stories in our history other people tell for us, but we would prefer if we did not have that story told at all. Because a lot of times people like to dig up all the bad things. And but it's not good to dwell on all the things of the past, but history has its place, and certainly it is a stepping stone for all of us. And then sometimes, you know, within families, we have history. We check into our family history, and certainly sometimes there are some deep, dark secrets that would just destroy people. And part of the process of receiving the gift that God has given us is because due to our dark history and dark past. And we will find as we look at the pedigree of Jesus Christ, there was a lot going on. And pedigrees and genealogies are important to rich people. And a lot of times when rich people marry or they intermingle or they do business, they want to know what your pedigree is. They want to know where your family came from. What is your family history? What line of work are they in? What business are they in? What is their net worth? And certainly as we deal with common people, pedigree does not become as important, or your genealogy. But as we check the genealogy and we read through the whole genealogy of Christ, which consists of 42 generations, we would find that there was some darkness to it. There was some dark sides to history. There was a prostitute in there by the name of Rahab. But this prostitute, she had faith. And then as we would go on, we would find that there was another man in the history called Abraham. And Abraham, we know Abraham to be the father of faith. But we know that Abraham had some faults in his life as well. But we know that God was working in the midst of the prostitute, and he was working in the midst of Abraham with his faults and his failures and his indiscretions. And we'll also find King David. David was a part of the history or lineage of Christ. It was a part of the making of the gift. And we know that David was a giant slayer. David killed Goliath. David ascended to the throne to be king. But David had indiscretions as well, and some of those things, his own demons that he battled, he just could not seem to overcome them. But the thing I like about David, he said, whatever you do, take not your Holy Spirit
away from me when he wrote one of his psalms. But because David had a heart that was after God, no matter what wrong he did to himself or to others or to his family or his surroundings, you will find as you study history that in history that there were some mixed marriages, and sometimes the people in the lineage, they married people of another religion or another race when they were told not to marry outside of certain parameters, and they did it anyway. But we need to know that all of this on today was a part of the process. It was a part of Jesus arriving on the scene. How do we apply this to our lives? Well, the process is not easy. Some days we're well, some days we're sick. Some days we conquer temptation. Some days we give in to temptation. Some days we're up. Some days we're down. But God is a good God even on a bad day. And so that's why on this afternoon we give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for God in creation. We thank God for that Trinity that said, let us make man, because God knew that if he made man, that man would fail. And so that's how we get God our Father in creation. And that's how we get Jesus Christ, the Son, the second entity of the Trinity, the Savior of men, our salvation, our blessed hope. And then we get the Holy Ghost, the one that keeps us, at the paraclete that walks with us, that leads us and guides us and teaches us. And what we need to know that during manufacturing, we see a lot of finished products as people go to the stores and they're on Amazon and they're getting Black Friday deals. And now the Black Friday deals have become endless deals and Black Friday forever and all kinds of slogans, and people are buying everything. And we see the finished product. But those products, many of the plastics and metals and some of them, they require a melting process. Some of them require fire and heat and pressure. Some of them require assembly and an assembly line. It requires nuts and bolts and screws, and they have to be put together. The jewelry has to be refined, and then cars have to be test-driven, and products have to be tested and tried. But we know that the finished product is priceless. And we know that as we look at God, we thank God that he manufactured us a gift. He gave us a gift. And the gift, the processing, took 42 generations. As we read before, 42 generations of people. We could not begin to name, or do we know all the names of the people that were included in those 42 generations. But there were 42 generations of sin and shame, of war and peace, of victory and defeat, to give us a pure child, a child born of a virgin that knew no sin. And he was, we know that he was tempted at all points. He was tempted daily, but he sinned not. And we know that even as a child, Herod sought to kill him because he knew that the Savior was being born. And certainly he wanted to get rid of the Savior. But we know that the child grew and waxed strong. And we know that a child would go on to live his life, and that he would heal the sick and raise the dead, and that people would get to the greatest gift. And for Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Christ came. He was manufactured. He came under some unlikely situations. He was in a manger, and he had no comfort of a maternity ward. He had no midwife, no hospital, no physician, no attending nurses. But he was manufactured, and certainly he was made perfect. He is our perfection. We know that we're not perfect. We strive for perfection, which is a point of maturity, but God is the only perfect one. He's the only holy and righteous God, because all our righteousness is as filthy rags. But on today, and in this season, we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God that he was born of a virgin, and we thank God that certainly we, the Bible says, to scripture says, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Marvel not, you must be born again, for that which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." And so on today, we encourage you to be born of the Spirit. Be born, have Christ in your heart. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. And know on today, just be encouraged that many of us are going through a manufacturing process. God is making us into something. He's molding us into something. He wants us to be who he would have us to be. And so don't be discouraged. Don't be downhearted because you're going through some trials or some tribulations or some sickness or experiencing some discomfort. But know that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Know that after we go through the fire, which is a manufacturing process, we shall come forth as pure gold. So on this afternoon, know that God has manufactured a gift for you. That is the gift of Jesus Christ. Somebody said it is the gift that keeps on giving. And so we give God glory, honor, and praise. We worship him, for he's worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Who would not serve a God that would send his only son to be born of a virgin under some unusual circumstances? But more important than him being born, we know that one day Christ died for the sins of the world. Oh, come, all ye faithful. Jonathan McReynolds. Stay tuned.
It is a Christmas celebration,
and
so I think I am obligated to sing one Christmas song. So I just hope y'all sing it with me. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, comely, oh, comely to Bethlehem. Come on, let's sing it. Sit. Like we came to adore our one and only true God. Come on, lift it up.
Oh, come, let us
adore. Come on, go ahead and lift it up. Let's say it. Say. That's really important to know that crucial is.
Oh, come, all ye faithful. Let us remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Know that the manufacturing of a gift has taken place, and let us appreciate that. As we in this time of year, we focus so much on the finished product, and everybody is receiving pies and receiving gifts and cakes and cookies, and we sit down to great dinners and feasts and meals. But a lot of effort and preparation takes place to make a finished product, to make a good meal, to make a pie that smells good and tastes good, to make pastries, to receive an iPad or iPhone or computer or laptop or watch. Somebody had to put work into that. And so let's remember the process. Let's remember the process. Oh, holy night, Pastor Smokey Snorful. Remember, it must have been a holy night when Christ was born. It had to be something special. It was not just any ordinary night. Stay tuned.
Oh, holy night, stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error, pining till he appeared, and soul felt his word. Oh, a thrill of hope, the weary rejoices, for yonder is a new and glorious morn. Oh, fall on your knees, oh, was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus rise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Oh, Christ
As we come to the close of the hour, we just want to continue to wish everyone a merry, blessed, happy Christmas. We thank you for all our listeners in the north, the south, the east, and the west, from New York to California, from east to west coast, from north, from Chicago to Florida, from north to south. We thank God for each and every one of you. We pray God's blessings on your life. We tell all our listeners to continue to tune in to Global Gospel. All our shows are archived, so you can listen in at any time or day or night as you desire to do so at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Listen in. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can listen to this show in its entirety from start to finish. Immediately following the show. At this time, we are going to just focus and meditate our minds on Christ. We know that we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need because Christ has come. And certainly, we have so much to pray about in this season, not to pray about the things that we want, but certainly we should be praying about the things that Christ wants for us. And the Bible simply says, I would that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul should prosper. And so we thank God today for a prosperous soul. We want God to give us a soul that is prosperous, and certainly then we know that everything else will be all right. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this season that is all about your birth, God. We pray that as our listeners are listening, that someone has been inspired by the word of God on today to recognize that the gift was manufactured just for you and I. And what is that gift? That gift is of the gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation. God, we thank you for everything, for we know that every good and perfect gift comes from above, God. We know that you have the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to you, God. We know, God, that there's nothing too hard for you, God. We pray, God, that your healing virtue would go out, God, to all that are in need, God, to the sick, to the afflicted, to the lame, to those that are downhearted, those that are oppressed in this season, God. God, give them strength, God. Encourage their mind. Build them up where they're torn down, God. Strengthen them where they're weak, God. God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you that you died on the cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you, O God, that you do all things but fail. And God, we ask now that you bless in the city, bless in the field, bless us coming in and going out, God. Bless us and make us a blessing, God. For you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, God. You're worthy of all the praise. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you. We count it so, God. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly host, singing hallelujah.
Again, we thank you for tuning in to Global Gospel. We have come again to the close of the hour. Remember, every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m., you can listen to Global Gospel Live. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. Please shout us out. Jot that number down. And next time we are on live, you can shout us out. And certainly we'll be glad to hear from you. And we once again say to you, Merry Christmas and God bless. Joy to the world. We wish you much joy in this season. Whitney Houston.
The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Well, the same.